USA Radio News.
The District of Columbia has filed a consumer protection lawsuit against the Washington Commanders. Tim Berg has more on the story.
Washington, D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine is discussing the findings of his investigation into the Washington Commanders for sexual harassment and a hostile work environment.
Mr. Snyder dictated which photos of cheerleaders were used in an annual swimsuit calendar to how revealing the uniforms would be. He directed his employees to create voyeuristic videos of partially clad cheerleaders from footage that the cheerleaders had no idea even existed.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears is stating that it is time to step off stage, talking to former President Donald Trump.
When we look at the mission, and as a Marine, we're looking at the mission, and, you know, the voters have spoken, and they have said that they want a different leader. And a true leader understands when they have become a liability. A true leader understands that it's time to step off the stage. And the voters have given us that very clear message.
This echoes other conservatives' call that Trump delay his planned campaign announcement next week. It seems that Arizona's election results announcement will have to wait. Election officials in Maricopa County, the state's most populated county, have not touched the enormous pile of early ballots. This is according to the county's District 3 supervisor, Bill Gates. They will not begin the count until Friday, he stated. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Minnesota Lottery is stating that a technical issue with its two-tiered verification process was to blame for the unprecedented delay in this week's record $2.04 billion Powerball jackpot drawing. Someone who bought a ticket in Southern California had all of the winning numbers, becoming the Powerball's first jackpot winner in more than 3 months. But Monday night's multi-state drawing was delayed by nearly 10 hours until Tuesday morning. The lottery said the system is designed to make sure that every purchased lottery ticket has a fair and equal chance of winning. Mississippi officials have approved the city of Jackson's request for $35.6 million in federal funds to help fix its crumbling water infrastructure following this summer's flooding-induced breakdowns that left nearly 150,000 people without running water for days. State lawmakers created the program in 2022 to provide grants matching the federal government's aid for cities and counties financed through the American Rescue Plan Act. The dollar-for-dollar match means that Jackson will have $71.3 million to upgrade its water system. From USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.